Welcome to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, a weekly podcast where I walk you through some of the wildest, most unbelievable stories you'll hear from the world of real estate. If you like real estate and you love crazy, this is the podcast for you. And welcome back to the podcast. I'm Lee Brown, and you're listening to Crazy Shit in Real Estate, where you've tuned in, just like me, to find out what today's guest has to tell us about this very intriguing world of real estate that is absolutely nothing like you watch on HGTV. Today, I'm so excited to bring you one of my favorite humans out of the great state of South Carolina, Shakima Chapman. Shakima, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you for having me, Lee. Good morning.
Good morning.
From cold Charleston, South Carolina, which is unusual this time of year.
That's right. And if you're listening to this at some other random time, you should know that it's currently March, and it's not currently supposed to be cold in North or South Carolina, but here we are, because anytime we get close to Easter, we get some weird weather every single year.
Right.
All right. So tell our listeners where exactly you're located, how long you've been in real estate, anything they need to know about you before you share your story.
Well, I'm from Charleston, South Carolina, is where I currently reside. Sort of part-time, grew up here. My dad was Navy, so I lived here between here and Virginia Beach, Virginia. I've been in real estate for 7 years. I consider myself a water-walking fool in real estate. I do. I quit my corporate job, very secure position in management, and to go to a commission-only lifestyle. But I will say it hasn't always been easy, but it's always been worth it.
Oh, that's a quotable moment right there. Say that one more time. It hasn't always been easy, but it's always been worth it.
It's always been worth it.
Oh, I love that. Especially knowing that if we look at the lovely calendar for when you entered real estate, you entered during the absolute gully of the recessionary market.
Exactly. So I always tell people I don't know anything but a hustle, because when I came in, it was at the downturn of the market. And so it wasn't where your phones were ringing off the hook, people looking to buy or sell properties. I really had to hustle. And I'm grateful for that, because I still have that hustle mentality now. But I definitely was looked upon very questionably from a lot of people. Are you going to do what?
They're like, Shakima, have you read the news? It's not good in real estate.
Yes. But you know, the thing is, I heard that for years, and it was something I always wanted to do. And I was always told that it wasn't good in real estate. And it really wasn't that great when I decided to make the move. But I'm still here.
Well, a hard work life never has harmed anybody, in my opinion. Sometimes it's the easy life that makes us develop our bad habits and loss of discipline. Wouldn't you agree?
Right. And I will say that because of how I started, it not only shaped my faith and not only shaped the strategies that I employ and the discipline that I have, but it definitely shaped my faith.
Okay, so we're going to totally take that as a launching point into your story. Of course, there's two ground rules for the podcast. The first one is, I am known as somebody who doesn't mind salty language, although I'm totally trying to overcome it, but no F-bombs, GDs, or see you next Tuesdays. Of course, you don't talk like that anyway, so no problem. And if there are guilty people involved, we don't call them by name. We make up names for them so that nobody knows who they are. So with that being said, I'd love to know, in your 7 years of down market to up market in my favorite city on the planet down there in Charleston, tell us what has emerged as something you did not expect to see in real estate or an experience that happened.
Probably two instances. One is kind of a funny story, showing property to a young girl, single mom. And so safety and concern was definitely important for her. So we scheduled the showing. We show up on the property and we showed up in the middle of a crime scene.
What? So wait, what? Like with tape and body outlines in the chalk in the driveway?
Not necessarily, but we had this distraught seller still, you know, they're taping things off and he's still trying to convince us to come in and see the property. And I'm like, not quite. And he's like, we'll throw in the washer, we'll throw in the dryer. We're trying to book it back to our car. Meanwhile, the police officer who is at the scene, one of the police officers at the scene, she's in the car whispering, Ron, you don't want to live here.
So, oh, shut up. Are you serious?
Yes.
I mean, this really sounds like an episode of Modern Family, to think about it.
That's the one thing you have to love about this job. No 2 days are ever the same, and you never know what you're going to run up on.
And it's a good thing the police officer told your client that it was not a great house to live in, because as realtors, we have to be super careful about what we say.
Exactly. Exactly. We can't classify or give our opinions on neighborhoods. So it kind of, when you have the tape outlines and the police officer saying run, it kind of covers you.
So what happened at this house? I mean, honestly, was it a murder or was it a break-in or what was it?
It was a break-in. It had a break-in, and per the police officer, there were several break-ins. Apparently, the seller was doing what you see a lot now, especially here in Charleston, renovating a home in a neighborhood that is in the process of being revitalized. It just wasn't quite there yet. And so he had put all of these expensive appliances and that sort of thing into the house, and it became very attractive for burglars.
Okay, so that's why he was trying to have the showing. I'm envisioning random Joe homeowner who's like, no, for real, come in. I mean, I'll put the dog away. But he was just an investor owner, so different kind of owner.
Right.
Okay.
Exactly. He was an investor. He had arrived because, of course, the police had called. No one thought to cancel the showing, though.
Well, you know, he was still hopeful y'all might pull the trigger. It might be that cute. So did your lady wind up buying anything?
She did. She ended up buying in a totally different neighborhood, and she's probably been in our house 4 or 5 years now. And then it's probably one of my growing demographics that I'm so grateful to see. A lot of my clients tend to be single women who are no longer waiting for the husband. They're doing it on their own. So I'm very proud of her and what she was able to do on her own.
So what would you say is the biggest challenge that single buyers face when they're entering the marketplace, whether it's single women or single men, the first-time buyer by themselves? What would you say is the biggest thing you have to overcome with them, whether it's an educational thing or a belief or a myth? What's your conversation look like right now?
I would say it's a combination of fear and overcoming the myths and beliefs that they've heard from other people. Specifically, sometimes it could be their parents, so sometimes it's hard to come against with mama has told you about buying a house in the 80s versus what it's like to buy a house now in the 2000s. I think that's number one. Also helping them to understand that they don't have to have the white picket fence and the family to buy a house, and teaching them about the investment of real estate. One of my favorite stories I love to tell, one of my single buyers bought a townhouse with me 1 year, and within 18 months, she realized that she hated her neighbors. They were quite loud, and we were able to sell her townhouse and put her into another property. But within that 18-month period, she had walked away with a $10,000 check to invest into her next home. And, you know, I love telling that story because when you're renting, you moving out, you may get your deposit back, and that's about it. And so she's a great story to tell of how financially beneficial real estate can be.
And she'll never unlearn that. So it's not that you're just helping somebody with one instance. You're possibly changing not just their life forever because of their potential for accumulating some kind of security in the future, but think about all the people she knows that she could say to them, y'all are crazy to rent. Let me tell you about what Shakima did for me. And she helps other people achieve home ownership. So I think we often, as realtors, overlook that in our quest to help people become homeowners, our clients can be part of that messaging too. And you are masterful at that on social media with the way that you encourage those conversations.
And that also became the premise of my book, Possess the Land, The Believer's Guide to Home Buying. Really, a large part of my book is telling the stories of home ownership. As you know, home ownership is important to me just from a personal experience. My grandmother, who I adored, rented a property for over 30 years. And this, if you can imagine how it is going to your grandmother's house, was the house where all of our Christmases were spent.
Mm-hmm.
I still remember the tree in her yard that me and my cousins would pretend or imagine was the love boat when we would play. And with her renting the property for 30 years after her landlord passed away, property shift ownership, and, you know, it became too expensive for her to live there. So we lost that legacy. So it's always been important that for me to not allow that to happen to my family. And so that's why I'm so passionate about home ownership, because, yes, it is a financial investment, but there's also legacy behind homeownership as well, in my opinion.
Okay, so I have to ask, because I know how I'm wired, is one of your goals one day to go back and buy the house that Grandma rented all those years?
It really is. And one of the interesting things is I was on my timeline one day and I see photographs of the house. So one of my Facebook friends, her family has bought the house. Isn't that crazy?
Oh, no, that's the Lord. Yeah. That's what we call a God moment, baby.
Yes, yes. So I know it's in good hands, but it is definitely my dream one day to go back and reclaim that property for our family.
Okay, so just in our few minutes on this episode, I know somebody out there is inspired to think about how they're communicating with potential future homeowners, and they might also be intrigued in your book, Possess the Land. So as you tell people how they can contact you, can you also tell them how they could obtain a copy of that amazing book?
Yes, yes, yes. Well, first of all, they can follow me on social media. I am at the Chapman Group SC on Facebook, Instagram, as well as Twitter and YouTube. I can also be reached on my website, www.thechapmangroupsc.com. And that's chat, C-H-A-T, as in Tom, chapmangroupsc.com. And then I can also be reached by phone at 843-225-8830. And if they want to obtain the book, and I just got to tell you quickly what the book is about. The book, Possess the Land, The Believer's Guide to Home Buying, really takes you through the journey of homeownership compared to the journey that the children of Israel took from their escape to Egypt to their promised land. And that book can be found on Amazon. It can also be found at howtopossesstheland.com.
Okay, so I know that y'all were writing as fast as you could, but you're realtors and you get distracted by things. So don't worry, because all of this information will be in the show notes for this episode. And I think you should all go over to Amazon and get a copy of the book right now, just because we can always learn from one another in real estate, which helps all of us get better. Shakima, thank you so much for coming on the show and for the messaging that you put out there that's so positive about promoting home ownership, because it's different than what a lot of realtors put out there. And I appreciate you for that.
And thank you for having me. You know, I've been stalking you for years, and to finally have the opportunity to get to meet you in person was just an amazing experience for me.
Well, the next time I see you, you won't have a cold. And so we'll have a much bigger hug next time.
I was so sick.
All right. Well, if you're listening to this, and I know you're going to follow Shakima now, but you also want to be on the podcast, give me a shout at Lee Brown on Twitter or any of the social networks to be featured in a future episode. Until then, subscribe for more episodes and we'll see you next time.
If you are listening to this episode and you need to tell us something about your crazy life in or around real estate, then tweet me at Lee Brown or reach me on any of the social networks. That's if you're a broker, realtor, investor, inspector, lender, or just a regular normal human being who happens to have dealt in real estate. Subscribe for more episodes. And as always, we are thrilled that you joined us for some crazy shit in real estate. See you next time.